Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesach in Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Amud Aleph from the third line. The Mishnah told us that someone has in mind when he's doing the Shechita, Lo'ichlov v'shiloi lo'ichlov, for the ones that can eat the Korban Pesach and the ones that cannot eat the Korban Pesach, then the Korban is okay. Says the Gemara, Lo'ichlov kazeisim v'shiloi lo'ichlov kazeisim, kosher. If he has in mind that the people that can eat the Korban Pesach will eat a kazais, and the people that cannot eat the Korban Pesach will also eat a kazais, that's kosher. That's really the case of our Mishnah. Both people, both groups are going to eat the Korban Pesach, and even though you have in mind that the Shaloi Lo'ichlov will eat kazais, as long as you have Oichlim eating kazais, you're fine. Lo'ichlov kazaisim, if the Oichlim can eat kazais, the Shaloi Lo'ichlov kechatzi zaisim, kosher can kosher. So if the Oichlim are eating kazais, and Shaloi Lo'ichlim are not really eating, they're eating less than kazais, not considered to be achilo. So of course this carbon is kosher if that's what he has in mind. But what happens, Lo'ichlov kechatzi zaisim, the Shaloi Lo'ichlov kechatzi zaisim, he has in mind that the korpes will be eaten by the Oichlim and not Oichlim, and each one will be eating half a kazais. Do we say that in general you have your achila of kazais, because you have half a kazais of the Oichlim, and half a kazais of Shaloi Lo'ichlim, so together you have a kazais? And because you have your Oichlim and Shaloi Lo'ichlov, it should be kosher. Or because the Oichlim don't have their own kazais, so it doesn't have the right machshav of Oichlim in Korban Pesach. So says the Gemara, Ma'anan Kaimin, what are we talking about? I mean, in other words, how do we understand? Im keshoi soha machshava, using Gisar Abchaim, lifsoil te ha machshava lekosher. Im ein ha machshava lifsoil te ha machshava lekosher. Meaning, you want to join the half a kazais of the Oichlim to the half a kazais of Shaloi Lo'ichlim? So why are you joining them together to make the Korban kosher? Maybe join together to make the Korban pasul. Now I have a full kazais with Shaloi Lo'ichlov. If it joins for kosher, it will join for pasul as well. If it doesn't join for pasul, so it won't join them for kosher either. And continues the Gemara, Avyeisim, Asnisom, Shamachshova Lekosher. Meaning, the Reb Chaim understands, you don't join the both machshavas together. The Tanin Taman, we learned, if he has in mind to eat half a kazais and to do a ktor of half a kazais, and we're talking here about a case of pigul. When a person has a machshavas pigul to eat it shloi bezmanoi or to do a ktor shloi bezmanoi, has to have in mind he's going to do at least a kazais. What happens if he has in mind to do only half a kazais of a chilo and half a kazais of a ktor? Kosher, shein a chilo ve a ktor mitzafim, they don't join them together. So here, oichlov and shloi loichlov, they don't join together, each one half a kazais. Continues the Gemara, Shachtoi, Shiz Kabboi Chatzi Chaburosoi. He has in mind that only half of the group will have a kapor. Reina Poisil, Reina says it's possible. Nase Kematpis Kaporas Eilu Leilu. It's as if he's giving the kapora of the half that he didn't think about to the ones that he is thinking about. And he made the ones who did not think about don't have a kapora. Machasho is Kapi Leilu and is Kapi Leilu. This is one korban with one group, and if half the group is not, doesn't work for them, doesn't work with the other half either. Rabbi Yisrael, my kosher. He holds his kosher. Because the ones that he thought about, it, the half that he thought the hachshir, for them, the korban is okay. The next time he learned this sugyo, Rabbi Yisrael changed his mind, and he says it's possible. Only a pinchos, like Kenny Ilfun, Rabbi Kosher, didn't you teach us that's kosher? Is this like standing by you like a nail that you can't move it? Meaning, yes, that's what I thought originally. And now the second time I learned it, I changed my mind and I agree it's possible. Continues the Gemara and says, Shachtoi koidim lechatzois possible. We saw in the Mishnah that the Korban Pesach was done before chatzois is possible. La'acha chatzois miat kosher. If you did it right after chatzois, right away it's kosher. Koidim letomin kosher. We also learned in the Mishnah that if you did Korban Pesach before Korban HaTorah, but the evidence is kosher. V'tani, can we see in the Braiso? Yochlim kodnam Pesach letomid lo yuuchar hatomid. Maybe if you did Korban Pesach before Korban HaTorah, so now you can't bring Korban HaTorah after, because we learned earlier that Torah has to come before Pesach. So if you did do Pesach earlier, maybe you can't bring Torah anymore. Tomud loyma ta'ase ribo. It says the Korban HaTorah ta'ase, to tell you they have to do it even if Korban Pesach already came. Amar avavar mastisudomro Pesach atzva kosher. Meaning our Mishnah told us, was mechadish to us, the Korban Pesach is kosher. If you tell me that once you bring Pesach, I can't bring Korban HaTorah anymore. So of course Pesach is kosher. It didn't come before Korban HaTorah because Korban HaTorah won't come anymore. So it's meduk from the Mishnah that after Korban Pesach comes Korban HaTorah. But even though Korban HaTorah came after Korban HaPesach, it still won't post Korban HaPesach. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis and is Medayik from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Korban Pesach came before Korban Atomit. So if he did not throw the blood yet, one will mix the blood in order to avoid it from congealing. And then he's going to throw the dam of the Tomit. And after that, he's going to throw the dam of the Pesach. Mashma, you throw the blood of Pesach immediately after you throw the blood of Tomit, even before you put the Ivarim. Because usually the sequence of events is, after you put the blood on the Mizbeach, you put the limbs on the Mizbeach. So from our Mishnah's Mashma, the blood of the Pesach comes before the limbs, but after the blood that's being thrown on the Mizbeach of Korban HaTomit. So as the Gemara, Tam HaTomar, we learned, Tam Tomit ve'Ivarov koidim le'Pesach. We learned that both the blood of Tomit and the Ivarim and the limbs, they come before Korban Pesach. Pesach liktoiris, liktoiris latov asaneris. The Hemshech was, Pesach comes before liktoiris and lighting of the candles. Ve'ka Tomar Kain, and here you say that you put the blood of the Pesach right after the blood of the Tomit. Omar v'loi, kan v'chai, kan v'shochut. The difference is simple. By us, we're talking about you already shech the Korban Pesach. He just did it too early. So you wait with the blood, and the meaning you throw the blood of the Korban HaTomit, you throw the blood of Korban HaPesach. But there we talk about he did not shecht Korban HaPesach yet. So they are first of all finished the entire Korban HaTomit, putting the blood and the Ivarim on the Mizbeach, and only then start the process of Korban HaPesach. Halacha da'azok de Mishnah. Hashoichet es HaPesach el HaChometz oiver beloy sase. Someone who shechts the Korban HaPesach, and he still has Chometz, he's oiver and alaf. Rabbi Yudahim Ha'af HaTomid, also Korban Tomid of Bein Arba'in that you do on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to shech that Korban if you have Chometz, and if one does that, he's Oiver on a Lav. Rabbi Shimon Ha'im Ha'af Pesach Ba'arboso Lishmoy Chayov V'Shaloy Lishmoy Potter. So Rabbi Shimon, it depends. Korban HaPesach on the 14th of Nisan, if he shechts at Lishmoy L'Shem Pesach, and there's Chometz, so he's going to be Chayov on it. That's the classic case of Korban Pesach that has Chometz with it. But if he's shechting Shiloh Lishmoy, which means he's shechting L'Shem Shlomim, as we saw earlier that then it's Pasul, so even though you have Chometz, he's not over the love of Chometz because his Korban is Pasul. V'shar kol hazvachim min Lishmon min Shiloh Lishmon Pater, all any other Korbanis that are done in Erev Pesach, even if one has Chometz at the time, and it doesn't matter if the Korbanis are done Lishmon or Shiloh Lishmon, he's not over a history of this Chometz over there, and that's what we're talking about in Erev Pesach. Uve Moed, but if it's done on Pesach itself, Lishmoy Pater, meaning Korban Pesach, which is done Lishmoy, is Pater. Because Korban Pesach is only kosher Lishmoy on Erev Pesach. Now that it's done and doing Pesach, if he does L'Shem Pesach, it's a Korban Pasul. So therefore, there's no problem that you have Chometz. He's not over on that lav. V'Shaloy Lishmoy, but if he's doing Shaloy Lishmoy, which means L'Shem Shlomim, Chayav, because now Korban Pesach turns to be Shlomim, you can't be marked with it with Chometz. V'Shar Kol HaZvachim, the other Korbanos, being Lishmon, B'Shaloy Lishmon, Chayav. All the other Korbanos, once Pesach comes in, one cannot check that on Chometz. It's Chayav on that lav. And the Gemara is going to explain later what's the difference, why according to Rav Shimon, on Erev Pesach, other Korbanos, you could be makir with Chometz, and on Pesach, you can be makir with Chometz. You have the lav not to be makir with Chometz. Chutz min ha-chatos, she-shachta shlo lishmon, except chatos, when he-shachta shlo lishmon, becomes a Korban Pasul. Any Korban Pasul, you don't have the lav shechting it with Chometz. So the Gemara, minayin le-shoichet Pesach al-chometz, sho-oyve b'loy sase. What is the source of the lav, not to shech Korban Pesach with Chometz? Talmud lo-yimer lo-tishchat al-chametz adam zivchi. Don't shech the Korban with Chometz. Ein li le-shoichet a-zorek minayin, that's shchito. How do I know by throwing the blood? Talmud lo-yimer lo-al-chometz adam. Dam zivchi, dam means blood, referring to zrika sadam. Omer shmuel bar yitzchok, yimashu mischayev lezriko, hado omer pesach atzma kosher. You see for me the following. When you have chometz, you do shchito, you oiver a lav, the lav is not to shech the korban with chometz. But the korban is still kosher. How do you know the korban is still kosher? Because then the pasuk says if you threw the blood with the chometz, he's over another lav. Why is he over a lav? The korban is already pasul. You see, from here, the korban remains kosher, even though he shechted with chometz. Omar v'yosi tipotosh nismaloi chometz b'shchita lezriko. Says not a raya. Maybe chometz came between shchita and zriko, meaning when he shechted, there was no chometz. Then he acquired chometz, and then he did zriko. So he's chayav only on the zriko. Or she'az the shech v'zeh zoyiko. It's two different people. One is doing shchita, one is doing zriko. The one who did shchita does not have a chometz. The one who did zriko does have chometz. So there's no raya from here that if the shchita was done with chometz, the korban is not possible. And in that case, he will not be chayav in Zriko. Tani Chizkiyo, Chizkiyo brings a braiso that you see another source. Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, hatorah koros oiso zivchi. I mean, it doesn't say Dam zivchi loy tishchad al chometz. It says loy tishchad al chometz dam zivchi. Even after the shechita, is still called zivchi. So you see, from here, raya the korban is still kosher. Omar Amano, you laid it in Chizkiel, even without the brace of Chizkiel. Matzino dover pasul v'chayvim olav. Do we ever find something which is a korban pasul and you still chayav in it? If the Torah tells you that one who does who shech the Pesach is chayav on the love of having chometz, so you have to say the korban is kosher, because whenever a korban has an issue, it's only when a korban is kosher. The Gemara understands there's no such thing as taking a korban pasul and being chayav on it. So the Gemara, that's not true. So the Gemara definitely manav from dalif hamichametz as a psulo. If someone takes a mincha, which is a mincha psulo, and he makes a chometz, you're not allowed to make mincha to be chometz. Someone does do it. He's tiny chayiv. He's tiny potter. There is a mandomer that holds he's chayiv even though it's possible. And the Gemara explains, the one who says chayiv says that the only reason it's possible is because the mincha became chometz. There's no other psul. Mandoma Patr b'shlo nifsa machas chimutzo. The one who says Patr says there's another psul. If another psul, then you're not chayav in chometz. So what does the Gemara conclude? The Gemara is concluding that if the only psul that you have is the chometz itself, then enechinami, one can be chayav on that lav. The lav is don't make this korban or this mincha chometz. If you made this korban and this mincha chometz, so A, the korban may be psul, B, we won't be chayav on it for making it psul through chometz. And if the thing will be possible, if the carbon of the mincha will be possible anyway from other reasons, you're right, he's not chayav on chametz. But if what makes it possible is the chametz itself, one may be chayav on that chametz. So the Gemara concludes that without chizkiah that brings us mefarish pasuk, I would not know on my own that the carbon is not possible. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem.